The metals mine is on leased federal land on Admiralty Island. Alaska Department of Fish and Game area biologist Stephen Bethune said a single-track dirt forest road used primarily by mine trucks is also trafficked by hunters.
Juneau-based hunters who are using skiffs to transport bicycles and bike trailers over to the mine facility and using the bikes to access their mine infrastructure roads.
Mine spokesman Mike Satry says the company has cataloged several near misses between bikes and mine trucks. Add incidents of miners reporting hunters firing on prey near the mine operation, and it creates a dangerous situation.
They are putting our employees at risk by shooting in blind areas, by leaving carcasses in areas that attract bears into our work areas. And they're simply, they're in places that heavy equipment are working on a regular basis. And they're not a hazard that we're used to having around.
Territorial Sportsman has not taken a position on the proposal. Vice President Doug Larson of the Hunters Advocacy Group said he didn't anticipate it would. Bethune said his agency hasn't heard from opponents of the proposed closure, and his agency isn't commenting either.
The department's neutral on this proposal, so we'll present the information to the Board of Game and let the Board of Game decide how to proceed on this.
The proposed closure wouldn't affect a second Forest Service road that connects a dock at Young Bay and the mine's main loading dock at Hawk Inlet. Satry said there is less mine truck traffic and fewer safety concerns.
And we are not asking to close that. That is a road that is very heavily traveled by recreational users.
The Board of Game will deliberate on this and 52 other proposals when it meets next month in Petersburg. The deadline for written comments is Friday, December 28th. Testimony will be taken at the five-day meeting that begins January 11th. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.